there's lots of different kinds.
Uh-huh.
Like you could get 40 grit or 60 grit, 80 grit.
Wow.
And if you want super fine, you'd go on up to 150 grit or even 200.
I get it. There's all different kinds of sandpaper.
What goes on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, kids.
You brought a lunch bag?
Yeah. Ever since my mom and I've been going to therapy, she's been trying to be a better parent, so she packed me a lunch.
Aw, that's so sweet. A fat cake. Some packets of hot sauce.
A can of Chuggin' Buzz.
A C battery.
And a jar of paprika.
I said she was trying. I didn't say she was competent.
Well, I still think it's great that her mom's trying.
Oh, man.
Why is she all...
She's got a monster crush on that dude.
Yeah, I do.
So it oscillates, and it's got three different speeds, so, you know, you can just change it up. And it...
Hey, man, could you point that fan somewhere else?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
His name's Adam.
He's a pretty decent-looking dude.
And here he comes.
Yeah, he's walking this way.
Shut up and be cool. Just shut up and be cool.
Hey, Carly.
Hey, Adam.
What is that, a battery?
Oh, yeah. It's a C battery. It's great for flashlights. That didn't go as well as I'd hoped.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
By a fan named FrogPunch99.
FrogPunch asks, hey Carly and Sam, what's the proper way to cook a pickle with a blowtorch? Excellent question.
So we called Carly's brother's best friend, Sacco,
who sent over his cousin,
a professional welder.
Hi, Bernie.
Hey, Bernie.
Hey.
Will you please show the fans of iCarly the proper way to cook a pickle with a blowtorch?
Okay.
Well, Bernie shows that pickle who's in charge.
We got some pretty cool news for you guys.
Next weekend, iCarly's going to
WhammyCon!
Of course, we tried to go to WhammyCon last year.
But we were captured by a maniac who locked us in her basement.
She tried to kill our friend Gibby!
But luckily, Gibby took his shirt off and beat her down.
Gibby!
And speaking of Gibby...
Have you guys checked out the video of Gibby trying on his new tinfoil shorts?
Anyway, back to WebaCon.
iCarly will be a featured guest.
We're gonna be on a panel, meet a bunch of you fans.
Answer questions.
Sign autographs.
So if you're gonna be in the area.
And are a fan of iCarly.
Who won't kidnap us.
See you there.
Now let's check back in on our pickle.
Yeah, Mr. Pickle's gonna feel that tomorrow.
See, the higher the grit number, the more sand is actually on the...
I don't care about sandpaper.
Here you go, buddy. Eat a few of my fireballs!
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm playing World of Warlords, ha!
Why are you playing in my room?
Because World of Warlords looks amazing on your TV. Okay, dude, you keep pushing me, I'm gonna rip you in half! And gotcha! Oh! Woo! Enjoy your ghostly stroll from the graveyard.
That game is so stupid.
It's not a game. It's a lifestyle.
Actually, it's an MMORPG.
An MM what?
Massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
I blame myself for asking what.
I'm gonna go get some cheese so I can eat cheese while I play!
Hey, can I drive the little boat around your coffee table?
Sure. You wanna wear the captain's hat?
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
I saw you on iCarly tonight.
You did?
Yeah, really funny stuff. Burning a pickle.
Thanks.
I've been checking out your whole set. It is awesome.
Well, don't you know how to flatter a web girl?
Ugh.
Shush.
What was that?
Oh, it's just Freddy.
He's there in your room?
Hey, Adam.
Nice hat.
Yeah, well.
Freddy was just heading out.
Ah, guess I'm heading out.
Leave the hat.
No, I need to wear it.
Sorry.
So are you and Freddy, like, a thing?
Me and Freddy? No, what? I mean, I'm completely available.
Good to know.
Why'd you ask that?
Because a lot of your iCarly fans think that you guys are dating, or that you should be.
Our fans?
Yeah, I was poking around some forums online.
Oh, and you saw all that cruddy stuff?
Yes, that was at the cruddies.
Well, the cruddies are just like iCarly super fans who want me and Freddy to get together. You know, Carly plus Freddy, cruddy. And then there are the SETI fans who want Sam and Freddy to get together.
SETI, got it. So you and Freddy definitely aren't together.
Oh, God, no.
Good. Because I was wondering if maybe you'd want to catch a movie or something this Saturday.
I do, but I can't. I got WebaCon this Saturday. iCarly's doing a whole big thing there. Dang it!
Well, we'll do it some other time.
Swear.
Huh?
Yeah, sure. Some other time.
Will do.
Hey! Ah!
I told you to never sneak up on me when I'm thinking about boys.
I'm going to WebaCon with you.
Why?
Because my buddy online just told me there's going to be a huge World of Warlords booth there. And that whoever shows up wearing the most awesome stume wins a big prize.
Most awesome what?
Stume. It's cool talk for costume. Costume. Stume.
Are you sure that saying stume doesn't make you a zer?
What's a zer?
Cool talk for loser.
You know what you're about to lose?
What?
The fight we're about to have.
Don't do it. Yeah. Don't.
Is this big enough?
Don't do it.
Oh!
Crazy.
Oh! Very big killer!
Hey!
Hey!
That's awesome.
So how was school?
Aced my physics test.
Nice.
Got an A on my world history report.
Good boy.
Had egg salad for lunch.
Taste that.
You making a new sculpture?
Nope. This is my Aruthor costume.
Aruthor?
Who's Aruthor?
Oh, come
Stop
on. Aruthor is the greatest warrior in the entire realm of World of Warlords. His powers are equaled by no other.
Except maybe a Spartame.
Please. Aruthor would annihilate a Spartame if they could ever do battle.
Why can't they do battle?
Why can't they do battle? Aruthor is the supreme warrior of the Hoobshire Fjords.
A Spartame is the supreme warrior of the pernicious berm.
It's so weird how you guys don't have girlfriends.
Isn't it?
See, Aruthor! Aruthor and a Spartame are separated by the Farquhar dimensional plane.
Really?
Because if they ever met face to face,
the ensuing battle would be so volatile, it could destroy the multiverse.
Not just our universe, but all others.
I'm having diet soda.
Hey, want to help me glue the jewels on my butt flap?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is diet.
I told you it was diet. Now go get a sponge.
Hi! Carly! Sam! Freddy! Hi!
Hi!
Hey.
Hi! I'm Corbin Davis, WebCon VIP liaison.
Whoa, yes. Liaison!
Yeah. Okay. We're so happy to have you here at WebCon.
Thanks for that.
I was supposed to be your liaison last year, but then you went and got kidnapped by that psychopath.
Yeah, Nora. We remember.
She had a chicken.
Did we lose Spencer?
No, I thought he was right behind us. You think maybe he got...
Was hard. I am Aruthor, defender of the Hoopshire Fjords.
Hi, I'm Corbin Davis, VIP liaison.
Hey, you got a couple of broken steam pipes outside over the door right there. You might want to get that checked out.
We'll look into it.
All right. Is there a bathroom around here? I drank a lot of juice.
Sure, there's one right next to the iCarly conference hall.
Wow, we have our own conference hall?
I am Aruthor.
Okay. We're gonna walk past some fans over there, so stay close together.
All right,
gotta watch our hands.
Sounds good.
Look, it's iCarly!
Hey! Hey!
Go help him!
Are you okay?
Those girls almost tore you to pieces.
I know.
Freddy! Freddy! Just go in there and get Freddy.
I already saved him once. That's all he gets from me.
Well, can just leave
Step
him there.
Step aside, young wenchlings. For I am Aruthor. I will save Fredward by using my long staff. Fredward! Fredward Benson! Hear my fierce bellowing! Soon you shall be... Hey, let go of my staff! Hey, I named this, I'm serious!
Give me that.
Okay. Did you see that? He took my long staff.
Bummer.
Tragedy.
Hey, guys! Not cool! Whoever took my... Oh! Oh! Germany! Oh! That hurt so bad.
Here's your nerd stick.
Oh! Yeah! Oh! Oh! Nice meeting you, girls. I'm gonna go sign up for the Stoom contest.
Stoom?
It's a cool abbreviation for costume.
Oh, that is cool.
Don't be an irk!
Bye, Spencer.
Bye. Hey, lady!
Adam! You came to WebaCon.
I came to see you.
He came to see me.
Nice.
Sweet.
Are you gonna come watch us on the panel?
Front row center.
Yay!
Okay, we're gonna take you guys through another way.
Let's do it, baby.
Wait, Gibby's supposed to meet us by that door.
Where is Gibby?
His grandfather's driving him and Guppy here.
But I thought his grandfather's driver's license was revoked like 2 years ago.
My old lady's got no teeth, Judah.
Grandpa!
What?
Will you please quit singing that song?
Oh, great. I spent 7 years fighting a war in Korea. Now I can't even do my Judah song.
The Korean War only lasted 2 years.
I know, but I met a lady there. Hey, don't tell your grandmother.
My pants are too tight.
Why can't I just take a cab to WebaCon?
I can't eat corn.
Corn? No, it's WebaCon.
Oh.
And we're already an hour late.
Well, it's not me. It's that dope in front of me. He won't move his car. Move it, you turtle. Move it.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
We're still parked.
Oh.
Just drive.
Okay.
Get that lady. Take your son.
Guppy.
Doodle.
Wow. Your Reuther costume is like so level 90.
Thank you.
Seriously. Epic Stoom.
I made it myself.
What?
Dude, you might win the competition with that Stoom.
I'm sorry, did I hear you say the word might?
Well, don't get too cocky.
Why not? I think I'm just
cocky enough.
Yeah? Did you see the guy in the Aspartame costume over there?
Aspartame? Where?
God, a Reuther and a Aspartame.
Face to face.
It seems so real.
Shh. Aspartame!
A Reuther.
The iCarly Q&A panel will begin in just a couple of minutes. So please take a seat as soon as you can. Thank you.
I can't believe you made me wait in line for 2 hours to see iCarly.
I've waited in line for things that were important to you. You think I wanted to see Wicked?
It was fantastic.
Oh, there's two seats right there by Gavin.
Hey, Craig. Eric. How are you boys?
Attention! Attention iCarly fans! Well, first I'd like to welcome you all to WebaCon.
WebaCon!
Well, thank you all for coming. I know you're all big fans. I know I'm a big fan as well. Now, I just want
to... Where's Sam? How could she just wander off?
You're gonna have a lot of questions. A lot of questions.
Here she comes.
Very important we see those hands raised. We're gonna take hands raised. If you don't raise your hand, we're not gonna take your question, okay?
Look at this. Please look at what they're selling here. A fat shake? Brand new from the good people who bring us fat cakes.
And now, without further ado,
My name is Adu.
All right. Here they are, iCarly! Let's get started. Who has a question for the iCarly crew?
I do. Yes. You guys are so awesome.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that.
Very kind.
Do you have a question?
No, please.
Okay, how about a question?
You in the pink shirt.
I've watched every iCarly web show ever. And regarding Sam's blue remote control, which I have a photo of here, if you count up all the sounds that the remote has made, it's a total of 93 unique sound effects, yet there are only 6 buttons on the remote.
Well, I designed the remote to be programmable, so I can assign the buttons whatever sound effects we need that week.
Oh. Told ya.
Next question. The girl with a bow in her hair.
Hi! First, thank you for noticing my hair bow. I'd like to begin by apologizing for my speech issues. I was cured for a short time, but then suffered a relapse.
Your question?
Right. As you can see, I'm a cruddy shipper.
Whoa!
One at a time, please. Let Haribo finish your question.
Thank you. Carly and Freddy, what are the circumstances surrounding your romantic relationship? Details, please.
Freddy and I aren't in a romantic relationship.
Respectfully, I disagree.
Yeah. If you look here at my pear pad, you'll see screen caps I've taken from actual iCarly webisodes proving that Carly and Freddy do like each other.
Steady!
Here's one where Freddy touches Carly's shoulder. And in this screen cap, Carly, look at the way you're staring into Freddy's eyes.
Well, yeah, because he had a tiny little pimple on his nose.
It was a blackhead.
Next question. Man boobs in the back there.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Haribo and Pear Pad. Anybody who's ever even been to iCarly.com can easily see that Carly and Freddy are in love.
No, we're not.
We really aren't. We really aren't.
Admit it! Sit down!
Relax. Mama's got this. Listen up! It's true, Carly and Freddy are deeply in love. Oh, come on, this is fun! Bring me an extra fat shake.
Yeah, Freddy! Freddy, cool!
Okay, please, settle down. Take your seats. The iCarly Q&A panel will resume in a moment.
It better resume.
You gotta taste this fat shake.
Will you pull your head out of your fat shake and listen to me?
What?
Carly really likes that Adam guy. Now he...
Hey! Don't hate me.
Did you tell Adam that Sam was kidding?
Yes, but he still thinks you and I have some thing going on.
Why?
Because you just said so into a microphone.
Well, then bring him back in here and I'll fix this.
He won't come back. He's outside waiting for a shuttle.
A shuttle?
Yes. A shuttle is going to come get my cute future husband and shuttle him right out of my life.
Well, what do you want me to...
Just go tell him that you were kidding about me and Carly.
Right now.
Can I borrow this extension cord?
No.
Yeah, well, I'm taking it.
Your costume's impressive. Quite impressive.
Thank you.
In some ways.
What mean you some?
Your stoom is good for an amateur.
This costume is an exact representation of a Ruthor.
Yeah, if you're basing it on the beta version.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that your Tyranian belt buckle is improperly bejeweled.
What's wrong with my jewels?
The proper sequence is red, red, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, yellow, indigo. Not red, green, red, yellow, yellow, blue, yellow, yellow, indigo. Idiot.
Oh, yeah? Well, a Spartamaze breastplate is supposed to have 12 copper rivets on it, one for each elf on the High Council. Yours has 13! Have you anointed a new elf that none of we know about?
Oh, I'm sorry, Aruthor. Is that a burlap cape? Because isn't it supposed to be made of jute?
No, no, no. You cannot tell what the fabric is by looking at the character artwork.
Really? Well, then maybe you should have watched the bonus content on the Frothy Brook expansion pack install disc.
Well, excuse me, but I'm pretty sure your costume's not supposed to have a mustard stain right there!
I had a corn dog!
Interesting. Because a Spartamay is supposed to be a vegetarian!
We don't have time for this.
There's always time for soup.
Welcome to Inside Out Burger. Would you like to try our new Southwestern combo?
Who said that?
It was the drive-thru guy.
Oh.
Thank God!
What kind of soup do you have?
They don't have soup.
I think I'll have the chicken soup.
We don't have soup.
Who said that?
The drive-thru guy!
Oh. Thank God!
Okay, so that's two large French fries.
Yay!
No, just one order of fries.
Who are you talking to?
The drive-thru guy!
Ask him if he's got any soup.
They don't have soup!
Bitch! Oh.
Will you quit that?
Okay, so three large fries?
No! Grandpa, why can't we just get food at Webacon?
You know I can't eat corn!
Webacon!
I'm hearing the voices!
Yeah, the guy over there in the sweater vest.
Hi, Craig Ramirez from San Diego.
You don't need to announce your name and point of origin.
Carly and Freddy, is it difficult for you guys to work together considering the fact that you're dating each other?
Okay, for the 10th time, Carly and I are not dating.
You've only denied it 9 times.
Look. Do you have a question that's not about me and Freddy dating?
So you and Freddy are dating.
I want him out of here. Can someone get him out of here?
Great, now you got us kicked out. Just like the Teen Choice Awards.
Oh, that was your fault.
You're the one who had to touch Justin Bieber's hair.
You have the breath of a dastardly goat with infected gums.
Your words have no bite, for they are spoken by a gutless fief. Sprung from a lineage of cowards and hog farmers.
Okay, seriously, dude, you take that back right now.
No returns, man. I put it out there and it's staying out there.
Anal Nathras. Uthbathirri. Doki Eldiende.
Oh my God.
Oh my god.
It's the battle chant of the pernicious berm.
This is epic.
Pernicious berm, pernicious berm, pernicious
berm. Hey. He's calling you out. You better split.
Pernicious berm, pernicious
berm. Aruthor backs down from no challenge. Hold my longstaff.
Kalima.
Pernicious berm, pernicious berm.
Who shook your pernicious
berm.
No way.
No way. It's the doomsday chant of the Hoopshurfiords.
This is epic.
The prophecy.
You maggot, you fool. Know you not what you say? Prepare to be pwned by a Spartan, eh?
You look like you're hungry, so taste the blade of Aruthor.
Your blood, it will boil your flesh. I shall burn it. It's eternal damnation, but I guess that you've earned it.
You will beg for mercy when I own you in the face!
I'll thrust my sword through your lily-white gullet. You look like a troll with a chambermaid's mullet.
You have a nature stench so foul that when you're near, it makes me howl.
I'll bleed thee dry, and ye shall cry. Wah, 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 bah, 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 bah.
With my sword, like a my wand,
my heart is cowardly and blind.
I'll send you back somewhere.
Where I'm sending you, you're never coming back. I'll kick thee in thy kidney.
I'll back upon your entrance.
And poke thee in thine eyeball.
While your mother watches.
Eat thee little mugwort.
My gear is fully epic.
I shall sever thy tongue.
And yours is epic fail.
No dragon.
I'm the king. You'll be starved. Full
plague and
something. Call me Aruthor.
Sound the float bar.
What kind of a restaurant doesn't have soup? I thought this was America.
Sir, I can only offer you the food we have on our menu.
Well, put soup on the menu, why don't you?
Okay, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Hello, sir. Would you like some soup?
I've been telling you I want some soup.
Okay, we have soup now. Would you like chicken noodle? Split pea.
Oh, split pea. I love split pea. You can split that pea right up the middle.
Oh, that's great news. Please pull forward.
Big guy!
Would you put me down?
No.
Hey, Sam's back.
Yeah. Put me down.
He was resisting. People! Yo, people! Fans of iCarly, listen up!
Who? Sam is going to speak to us.
Thank you, I do.
Okay, I got two important things to say. First, I don't know if you people have tried a fat shake yet, but I have, and it's like sucking heaven through a straw.
She sure can't turn a phrase.
And second, I was just messing with you guys when I said Carly and Freddie were in love.
Wait, you were joking?
Yep.
She pulled our collective legs!
And if he's not dating Carly, then he's gotta be dating Sam.
That's not true.
Yes! Sam and Freddie for the win!
No! You guys!
Look at them! Sam started a fan war!
have to stop this. That crowd is packed with nerds.
So?
Don't you understand? A nerd riot can last for days. Many of these people don't have jobs or lives to get back to. Come on, they'll listen to you guys, please.
Attention!
People!
Everyone,
set it down!
Bye.
Stop that!
Por fin!
Now please listen. No one is dating anyone on iCarly. I'm not dating Freddy. Freddy's not dating Sam. None of us are dating.
You lie!
Oog Fightyas! This is so cool.
Longstaff!
Wrist balls!
I gotta tell you, we don't sell soup here.
Late to WebaCon.
You promised me split pea soup.
I did not.
Just drive away.
Big Dad.
Oh, just give me the kids' food here.
Hey, that's for the next car.
No, it's mine now.
Stop that.
It's mine. Get off it. Get out of
here.
You tease me.
No, I'm not gonna call the manager.
Stop doing that. Drive away. Oh, you took the man.
Hold my long staff.
Well, well. I think Aruthor deserves a special gift.
Oh, my God. Aruthor is about to get pawned.
Feast on this nugget of contusion.
Wait, wait. Do not throw out!
Total ponage.
What are you... No! It was over the line, man!
What? The great Aruthor can't handle the nugget?
Ah, your nugget! It's just a rock you painted gold!
Wrong, sir! It's a cement chunk that I painted bronze.
Well, Spartame, choke on my weeping gases of eternal suffering! Chlorine!
Spartame! Aruthor!
Shall we test your skills with a tenacious flogger?
Only if you like being tenaciously flogged.
Don't leave me alone!
This is our chief of security. He's got a flare shooter.
Good. Give me that.
That quieted him down.
Wait. You fired 3 flares, but only 2 went off.
Did anyone see where the 3rd flare went?
I got it. So can I keep it, or do I...
Okay, moving on. We have some things to say.
We love all fans of iCarly.
Totally.
The average fans.
The super fans.
The psycho fans.
Even the super psycho fans.
But iCarly is not really about our romantic relationships.
I mean, sure, we're better than average looking teenagers with those feelings.
But iCarly is about comedy. Stupid, pointless comedy. Just to make people smile and laugh.
Sometimes groan.
I know the whole who should date who thing can be fun to think about.
But don't get too caught up in that stuff, you know?
Sometimes you should just watch iCarly. Laugh and share an apple with a friend.
Any fruit, really.
Honestly, I'm not dating anyone right now. And the only guy I want to be dating is sitting right there, tied up with an extension cord.
Now I get it. This guy took Carly away from Freddy.
Freddy killer?
Let's get this guy.
No, you guys, did no one understand what I was trying to say? Ah, forget it.
Come on, let's get him out of here.
He belongs to them now.
Yeah, poor Adam. Well, let's go.
You take this.
Behold, the kids from iCarly approaching.
Take that.
Take it out of the
case. I learned my skill in Asgard.
Spencer. Spencer. Aruthar. Stop playing with your friend. We're going home.
He's not my friend. He's mean.
Who dares interrupt this epic battle?
She is Carly, sister of Aruthor.
Sister? Aruthor has a sister? No!
Leave her be!
Admit that my costume is superior to yours!
No! Release the girl!
Say your costume's lame!
Okay. Your costume's lame!
You know that's not what I meant!
Too bad!
For you! For now, you shall watch as your sister feels the power.
Just bite his thumb.
Of 1,001? Ah, son of a Belchmade! She bit my thumb, oh man! You bit Aspartame's thumb. You made my thumb throb, and now you shall feel the wrath of 1,001! Black and white!
My sister has snatched your brawny jewel.
What is going on?
You've snatched his brawny jewel. That was his life force. So now, Aspartame must die.
Well, technically he could reanimate, but it would take the combined powers of all 99 mages and the blessing.
He's gonna die.
He's just gonna die.
Aruthor, what? No.
human body shall be cast away in the pernicious sperm. My heart will always stay. Farewell to Asparta. May.
Now can we go home?
After we blow the horns of our forefathers, symbolizing the vanquishment.
We're going home.
I'll get the car.
You said there'd be soup here.
I lied.
Happy birthday.
Hey, wait up.
What are you doing right now?
Making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. If you want one, you can have any of mine. Any,
sure.
Anyone. For sure. Not kidding. Okay.
It's very generous of you.
I'll take the third one you make, so make that one the best.
Okay. Okie dokie.
I'm gonna ask you when you're making the third one if it's the best. It better be, okay?
Okay.